This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's now 5:41 and it's time for Today on Twitter, where the conversation is about fast fashion brands and unethical labor practices. So Shein is currently trending on Twitter. If you haven't heard of the brand, it's a fast fashion retailer largely based online, headquartered in China. And, you know, it's one of those that are known for coming up with multiple designs. The website is huge. You can purchase probably any kind of outfit you want. Also known for very affordable prices. So the reason it's trending now is because customers have purportedly been coming forward on TikTok and then subsequently on other social media and sharing pictures of labels on clothes that they purchased from Shein. And these labels seem to have messages like "help me" and "I have dental pain" allegedly printed on the tags by workers. So these have gone viral and they've reopened conversations on labor exploitation and unethical practices. Now, it needs to be said that Shein has responded to these allegations with a TikTok of their own, claiming that these videos contain misleading and false information about the brand. And I'm going to read a little bit of their statement. So they said, "We want to make it very clear that we take supply chain matters seriously. Our strict code of conduct prohibits suppliers from using child or forced labor, and we do not tolerate non-compliance." Now, that being said, I think this has opened up this conversation, something that's been picking up steam, not just with this brand, but with many fast fashion brands lately, which is the notion of producing clothing at a fast rate for a low price, and whether that then means that along the supply chain there is room for abuse that often goes undetected. Things like outsourcing labor overseas, sidestepping ethical concerns, environmental exploitation, and so on. And so a lot of the tweets really do touch on these issues as well. So if we look at the tweets that have been coming out on this, we have Masliana saying, "There have been exposés of fast fashion abusing rights of workers, but people still continue to buy and these brands keep getting bigger. There's so much widespread ignorance." So I think sometimes it's ignorance. Sometimes I think it's that you often feel removed from these issues, right? When you are online and you're buying something that you like, it's actually quite easy to maybe not think about where it came from, how it got there, why is it that it's so cheap, and how is it that they can make something and put it out so quickly, right? So I think ignorance is on the one hand. I think there is such a thing as perhaps being able to overlook it because it's not right in front of you. Afira, meanwhile, says, "I was watching this documentary about fast fashion. Trust me, all fast fashion brands out there do the same. But again, not everyone can afford expensive clothes. But there are other options out there. Just don't buy from fast fashion." I agree on the options. I also think that it's something that people need to put thought into and move away from, I think, a number of things that we've gotten used to thinking about. The idea that when something's on sale, we have to grab it. The idea that we have to have the latest or the newest of everything. And then I think on the other hand, also when we think of something as being expensive, to think about why that might be so. All the costs that go into producing one piece of clothing and why often paying a fair price for an item will mean that people along the way have been paid fairly as well. Other issues that have come up, including numerous tweets on the environmental impact of fast fashion. So The Luxury, for instance, says, "Fast fashion and fast pollution is scary. There's human abuse, environmental pollution, wasted resources. If you can, don't buy clothes from these brands. Start buying from bundle shops. There's no drop in standards. Bundles now are not like Dulu if you know how to look." I've certainly heard a lot more interest in bundle shops and pre-loved clothes and thrift shopping. And I think that as there's more interest from consumers, that there will also be more options for people. And often it might need a little bit of a mindset shift, I think, because I do think there are still people who may not necessarily like the idea of buying pre-loved clothes. But I think that you know, as with everything else, it goes back to awareness. Let us know. We are talking about fast fashion and unethical practices. But in a larger sense, we'd like to hear from you. Do you check whether a company is ethical before you buy from them? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:50. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And we've been talking about today on Twitter. It was about fast fashion and unethical practices. This comes in the wake of allegations that fast fashion retailer Shein had clothes shipped out, which then ended up on Twitter with calls from supposed employees asking for help. Now, to be fair, Shein has come out and said that this isn't true, that they've debunked these videos. But it has opened up a conversation on the ethics of the fast fashion industry, conversations that have been going around quite a bit in terms of labor practices, environmental issues, and so on. So we've been asking you for your thoughts. Do you check whether a company is ethical before purchasing something from them? Keep sending those thoughts through. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's see. We have Regita, who says, I love this topic on fast fashion. I've done an assignment related to fast fashion and the unethical practices for my course. I agree that the workers are being treated unfairly and they deserve better treatment. Not to mention the environmental effects. And for me, the effect is even worse since it's promoted by many influencers who endorse shopping hauls instead of going thrifting and reusing their old clothes. It would be best to check if a company is ethical or not. But in these days, many companies like to cover up their unethical practices. And that's actually true. And I sometimes struggle with that rabbit hole of looking up whether a company is ethical and then falling down numerous articles, one claiming, you know, oh, this has so many abuses, and the other saying, no, this is not true. These are all hoaxes. And so it can actually be quite tough, I think, for people to individually look up companies. I do try. And with anything that's been sort of proven, I try not to put my money there. But also, yeah, I think the point about influencers is a really good one, because while there are influencers who do promote sustainability and sustainable fashion and pre-loved clothes, I think that there is a sort of, I think, enjoyment for many people in having the next new thing, having a new outfit to show off, or a bundle of new things that they've just bought. And that contributes to this notion of fashion as being disposable, or just something that you can spend a little bit on and use for a little while before you move on, which again requires a bit of a mindset shift. Let's see. We have Theo, who says, this is industry-wide and not just limited to fashion. Anything where labor is of significant cost. Yes, and I think that we have, of course, heard of labor practices being exposed in numerous industries, right? And I do think that we'd have to hold all of them accountable. I think the reason fast fashion in particular is in the spotlight is exactly that. The fact that it is something that people buy in such large numbers, it's something that the average person doesn't necessarily think about as much. You know, what is the supply chain for this particular t-shirt I might buy? How much labor has been involved? And why is it then that something is so cheap? So yes, I absolutely agree that in most industries, we need to be very mindful about the kind of exploitation that might occur behind the scenes. Nico, meanwhile, says, I'm trying to buy most of my clothes from local brands. It's not a perfect solution because these brands still buy their fabrics and most of the time produce their clothes in China. So sometimes when these thoughts creep in, I relapse and go back to high street stores, especially because of pricing and convenience. I need help. Nico, I'm there with you. I feel like wanting to do the right thing is a bit of a rock and a hard place. Sometimes you get it right, sometimes you don't, and I think you question yourself. But you know, I think you can always aim to do a little bit better the next day, which is often what I try to do anyway. If you'd like to weigh in on ethical practices, whether on fashion or just anything in general, do you check whether a company is ethical before buying from them? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.